Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, March 14th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Well, today, the Russians reported that they intercepted a U.S. surveillance drone flying over Crimea. Now, according to a Russian state arms and technology group, they were able to technologically hijack this drone using complex radio electronic technology. The drone was flying at about 12,000 feet, and it was virtually invisible from the ground. But the Russian technology was able to break the link with U.S. operators. Now, according to the company who manufactured the equipment that was used to take down the aircraft, the drone fell almost completely intact into the hands of self-defense forces. They said, judging by its identification number, it belonged to the 66th American Reconnaissance Brigade that was based in Bavaria. Now, this is after unknown hackers took down the Kremlin website. The Kremlin just reported today that their website was taken down, as well as the central bank's website, taken down by hackers. So, I wonder who is sophisticated enough and who has the most sophisticated hackers in the world who would have the agenda to hack into these websites and put surveillance drones over their airspace. But unfortunately, this is going to be seen as an act of aggression, an act of war. Older Russians will probably remember the case of the U-2 surveillance drone that was shot down over Soviet airspace in 1962. This was an unfortunate thing. It was a huge embarrassment for the United States. They lied about being there, and that completely wrecked a planned summit where the Soviets and the West were supposed to meet for the first time in 5 years and have peaceful talks. Of course, that didn't happen, and it's probably going to have the same sort of ill effect on this referendum that Putin is supposed to be deciding upon this weekend, or else. John Kerry has given Russia until Monday to reverse course on the Ukraine. That remains to be seen, of course. Kerry's saying that they broke international law by invading the Ukraine, but Ron Paul disagrees. He says that Russia's Crimea invasion actually has the law on its side.
And they say everything that Putin does is illegal. He's no angel, but actually he has some law on his side. They have contracts and agreements and treaties for a naval base there and a permission to go about that area. You know, it reminds me a little bit about what would happen if all of a sudden they said that the Americans are occupying Guantanamo illegally. And that we just invaded Guantanamo. So, you know, it's such a facade and hiding the truth.
So Kerry has delivered an ultimatum. And of course, this could escalate very quickly. And now the U.S. is having to prepare for retaliation from Russia. That's right. As if our current economy wasn't fragile enough, now the words economic cold war are being tossed around. The U.S. is threatening Russia with sanctions. And of course, Russia says it will retaliate. John Kerry said in congressional testimony this week, "I don't want to go into all the detail, except to say this, it can get ugly fast if the wrong choices are made, and it can get ugly in multiple directions." So fantastic. They're planning for aggression, retaliation, sanctions. And meanwhile, Obama's latest executive order gives him the authority to seize the assets of any U.S. citizen who undermines U.S. involvement in the Ukraine. Wow. So they're now going to seize your assets if you're a journalist like myself who disagrees with what the U.S. is doing. But let's talk about what the EU is doing there. Now, Bill Cash, he's a member of the British Parliament. He's criticized the EU and its Eastern Partnership and Association Agreement for the role that it's played in this current crisis in the Ukraine. And he's saying that the EU must recognize that it bears a disproportionate degree of responsibility for the crisis, which could have been avoided. Now, he also notes that Crimea has been and remains a vital national security and defense interest for Russia, including the Black Sea and its fleet for centuries. Now, a post on the Eastern Partnership Civil Society Forum states that many participants of the EP civil society have been active in various sectors of the Euromaidan movement. This is just documenting even further how the NGO participated in the coup. And of course, it provides additional detail on how the EU, along with the United States, have been working behind the scenes to provoke this violent coup in the Ukraine and install a government that's going to be compliant to Wall Street, the financial cartel, and any central bankers who are running the European Union. We've been telling you that here as well. But Obama wasn't planning on seizing the assets of any people who are actually undermining the democratic processes in the Ukraine. They were backing it, working behind the scenes the entire time. But hey, you know, if there is going to be the threat of a new Cold War and a Russian invasion, at least here in America, we can count on our Second Amendment and the right to bear arms. Well, not if the UN has their way. They're once again pushing back and saying that they'd rather us be completely vulnerable as our leaders are inciting us into a war. A United Nations committee has come down hard on the U.S. for gun violence, criticizing the extreme domestic habits of Americans, including the upholding of the Second Amendment. A committee member was cited staggering figures to argue in favor of eliminating the right to own guns, saying 470,000 crimes committed with firearms each year, including about 11,000 homicides. But what the UN failed to report is how many times guns were used by law-abiding citizens to protect themselves. According to a Gun Owners of America fact sheet, guns were used 2.5 million times a year in self-defense. And that doesn't even mean that they were even showed. Some people just said, I have a gun, and that was enough to protect them against crime. Now, according to research conducted by Dr. Gary Kleck, that means about 6,850 times a day people were using guns in self-defense. They were able to protect themselves. But this is something, these are figures, these are actual factual figures that you're not going to be hearing about, because the government doesn't want its citizens to be empowered, especially as they wreck our economy, send it crashing down, and provoke wars by poking sticks at bears. And then, of course, send drones into their country again to surveil them. But that's a good question. Why isn't the UN coming after Obama for all of his drone activity? He's killed, said he's very good at killing innocent civilians in countries that we're not even at war with. And now the Pentagon is insisting they want even more money for more drones. And this time they want underwater drones. Now they are pushing for $30 million a year for the Hydra program, which is basically going to litter the seafloor with these underwater drones. The Hydra program will be based in shallow coastal waters. And then there's another program that DARPA wants, a 59% increase in spending to almost $19 million a year for its upward falling payloads program. These will develop they're going to provide non-lethal effects or situational awareness over large portions of the ocean. Almost 50% of the ocean floor will basically have these surveillance drones all over them. So here we see that this planet has been taken over by complete psychopaths, if they haven't been complete psychopaths controlling the planet the entire time. But case in point, we have all of these fake feminists running around saying they want to ban the word bossy and empower women. Meanwhile, in Iraq, Muslim women there are facing even more atrocity, even more oppression, and you're not hearing any slick PSAs to help these women. The Iraqi parliament is considering a new law that would legalize rape and forbid women to leave the house without their husband's permission. Now, this law, which has already been denounced by Human Rights Watch as a violation of the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, this law will also lower the age of marriage to 9 years old for girls. But where is Beyonce with her slick PSA to call out against the 10 million Shia Iraqi women who are going to become slaves, basic slaves, including these 9-year-old little girls? You know, no one's calling them bossy, I bet, because they are slaves. But that, they're not going to do that because it's not going to push the agenda of cultural Marxism. It's not going to break down the family. It's not going to convince women that they don't need men and they need to divorce their men and marry the state because the state is God. This is what they want to do, is break down tradition and convince people that it's our language and our culture that's pushing this oppression, keep us fighting a race war and a gender war and fighting amongst ourselves so that we never fight against the true oppressor, the state. Coming up after this break, Ja'Kari Jackson is going to break that down even further. He is going to expose how the KKK and the Democratic Party has played a huge role in systematically killing minorities via Planned Parenthood. And that is a shocking report. We're going to go ahead and just blow it out, expose this for what it is. And then David Knight will have another special report talking about CIA mind control. You're not going to want to miss that.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. Celebrate the spirit of 1776 with the George Washington brass belt buckle or this incredibly sharp looking 1776 hat. Badass. And be sure to check out the new arrivals at InfoWars Life, where you can prepare your body to perform at peak levels with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, and Fluoride Shield. And wake up, America. Immune Support Blend is the healthy choice for the gourmet coffee lover. So get incredibly high-quality, freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
Many anthropologists and archaeologists believe that before man even discovered the power to harness and use fire, we were involved in agrarian activities. That is, taking the seeds of plants and then replanting them to produce more. The very foundation of our modern civilization and human culture is centered around the planting and cultivation of edible plants.
Here are some of the amazing deals at InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsShop.com. The Survival Seed Vault by My Patriot Supply features only the finest survival heirloom seeds for a robust and hardy garden, even in the toughest times. We also have starter varieties of the deluxe seed packages for fruit, salad, salsa, peppers, medical herbs, and more. Go to the InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsShop.com.
And remember, the revolution against tyranny is growing.
It makes you realize that if there's even one thing we can do to keep our children and our communities safe, there's just one step we can take to prevent more families from feeling what they feel after they've lost a loved one.
In 2012, there were more blacks aborted in New York City than born. Which is to say, while people will march up and down the streets for high-profile slayings, many of those same people don't seem to care that the biggest scourge to their communities isn't gangs or drugs, but the right to choose. Equally chilling is that over 50% of aborted babies in Georgia are black. One of the most visible processors of abortion is Planned Parenthood, which was once known as the Birth Control League, a Margaret Sanger organization.
Eugenics movement was once again used by the American Birth Control League. The Margaret Sangers of those days did not come out and say they were trying to eliminate black people. What they did say, they were trying to rid society of the feeble-minded. They were trying to rid the society of the criminal. Well, she was successful simply because of her eugenics friends for the past 50 years had put those labels on minorities and African Americans, and therefore society was more or less desensitized. In effect, the code words hid the agenda of Margaret Sanger and the eugenists.
Whether you're pro-choice or not, please be aware that the reason Planned Parenthood buildings are so prevalent in minority neighborhoods is to kill minorities.
In
Mississippi, 72% of aborted babies are black. The numbers also show that more than a few white children are regularly aborted. It's a shame when anyone is murdered, even when the murderer happens to be your own mother. Many women are led to believe that their child isn't a person until it's actually born.
When do you think life starts?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's controversial. I don't know that it's really relevant to the conversation. But, I mean, okay. For me, I'm a mother of three children. For me, life began when I delivered them.
Many naysayers will tell you that the majority of Planned Parenthood's operation doesn't involve abortion. Well, can we get rid of the percent that does involve abortion? The work of Sanger is still alive and well today, with the likes of Mrs. Clinton singing her praises.
I admire Thomas Jefferson. I admire his words and his leadership, and I deplore his unrepentant slaveholding. I admire Margaret Sanger being a pioneer in trying to empower women to have some control over their bodies, and I deplore statements that you have referenced. That is the way we often are when we look at flawed human beings. There are things that we admire and things we deplore.
I rarely agree with Mrs. Clinton on anything, but she's right to point out that President Jefferson also treated blacks in a less than human fashion. He should also be known for the 1807 Act prohibiting importation of slaves.
Yes, Jefferson was a slaveholder, but he included bold anti-slavery language in the original draft of the Declaration of Independence. That was removed. As president on March 2, 1807, Jefferson signed the Act prohibiting importation of slaves. This act took effect in 1808 and was the earliest allowed under the Constitution.
So the next time someone demands that you give up your rights to save just one child, remind them that their pro-choice stance has killed millions since Roe v. Wade. You can find more reports at Infowars.com.
You have 43%. Of all abortions performed in this country, performed on black babies. We're only 12% of the population. In the state of New York in 2008, more black babies were aborted than born. Now, it doesn't matter what your politics is on that. Again, those numbers, though, are very troubling when you talk about just 7% of the population.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. The key is to be aware of this attack and to fight back against it. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Well, if you have a PC, you're probably familiar with McAfee security software. And the man who put that together is here in the studio with us. Nice to meet you, Mr. McAfee.
Nice to meet you, David.
We first caught up with you when you were on the run from a corrupt government, and I guess we're all on the run from a corrupt government to one degree or the other, aren't we?
To one degree, there are very few non-corrupt governments around.
You've got an interesting application we want to talk about today. I think it's going to have a real important effect on people, because so many people look at what's happening with the NSA and they say, well, I've got nothing to hide. Mm-hmm. And they don't realize to what depth their life is being surveilled by even their phone, especially. And you've got an app that addresses that.
Absolutely. We have an app called Cognizant. It's coming out in 5 days that will analyze every app that you have installed and tell you what it's actually doing. You know, it'll tell you which apps are turning on your camera, taking videos, listening to the microphone, using your phone to make phone calls on your behalf, reading your email. And it sounds like something out of a fiction book, yet half of the apps that you have installed are doing very similar things to this.
You know, there was a story just came out today on Wired Magazine, and it was, how do you stop the NSA from spying on you through your webcam? And they went back and they talked about the Flame virus that was caught in 2012 and said, well, actually, we think that went back to 2007. And Alex has been talking about this for the longest time, and he would say that he put a post-it over his webcam on his computer, and people look at him and laugh and say, oh, you're this tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist. Mm-hmm. Now they're openly admitting it, and I thought it was interesting that Wired Magazine's recommendation was just do exactly what Alex was saying. Put a piece of tape over it, something solid where they can't see, because that's really the only defense that you've got against that.
Right. Well, the webcam on your computer is a minor concern compared to the smartphones that we all carry with us. Mm-hmm. You don't spend 24 hours a day in front of your computer.
That's right.
We all carry our smartphones.
Yes.
And many of the apps you give permission at any time they choose to turn on the mic and listen to anything in your environment, mm-hmm. and then send that information back to headquarters or whoever is listening. The Bank of America, for example, in their online banking app, you give them the permission to turn on the camera and microphone anytime that they choose. Now, it makes common sense, because if you empty your bank account using online banking and they say, well, I didn't do that, it wasn't me, you know, it's your fault, they can say, well, it looks like you. We have a video of you actually doing it and talking to your friends about it while you're doing it. Hmm. However, the danger is that any employee of the Bank of America can represent the bank. Yeah. And can have access to this data. You know, what if someone in the information systems department is bored at lunchtime and they go, well, let's just randomly pick some people and listen to what they're doing or watch what they're doing. It's frightening. Mm-hmm. So, you know, how do you balance this? I think laws need to be enacted to restrict and limit the acquisition of data like photographs and videos and voice. And many applications turn on, open up your email, read your email. I mean, for example, almost every supplier of phones and every carrier, like AT&T and Verizon and so on, provide standard utilities like GPS, location finders. This is the location finder for AT&T. You give it the ability to directly call phone numbers to, whoops, hang on, let me go back to here, to read the phone status and identity, to record outgoing calls, to edit your, does that record? No, to reroute outgoing calls, which is even stranger than recording. Hmm. Why would you give someone the ability to reroute a call? Mm-hmm. You're calling your wife at home and you've given them the ability to route that to anybody that they choose. To read your SMS messages, to read your emails, to read your contacts, to modify your contacts. Why?
Wow.
For something whose job is to find your location, why do they need all these permissions?
Wow.
It's a frightening thing if you delve into it.
Now, you talked about we need to have some laws about this, and yet we see just this week, we see Dianne Feinstein, we see Daryl Issa, and I think Lindsey Graham. All these people are outraged that the CIA would be reading their mail. This is the Senate Intelligence Committee. I mean, come on. treason has been committed. And I agree. I think it is outrageous. I think it is treasonous. But they had no problem when they're doing it to everybody in the United States. It's only when they do it to them
that they have an issue with it.
Absolutely. So we can't get them to obey the laws when it doesn't apply. Right. In other words, they don't care about anybody's privacy except theirs. They do care because they understand how important that data is.
But see, like the NSA and the covert agencies within the U.S. government have to go out of their way to try to plant software on you so that they can listen. You willingly give the Bank of America that capability. You willingly give hundreds of apps that capability. So it isn't just the government we should worry about.
Mm-hmm.
There are far more apps that corporations and individuals produce that you give permissions that invade your privacy far greater than the NSA. And mm-hmm. we think nothing mm-hmm. of it. And yet, to me, it is the same thing. Whether it's the NSA who's watching me for something illegal, or whether it's the Bank of America watching me, or whether it's some random person who's bored and would merely like to look into the private lives of citizens, it doesn't matter to me. It's still a violation.
That's right.
So I think we face a far greater threat from corporate America than we do from governmental America.
Yeah, so many times people will look at something and they'll recognize criminal action, but given an excuse if it's the government that's doing it. But we also, when we look at this thing, we look at so many times, we say, what's the government going to do with it? We need to also understand, as you point out, that there's so many individuals. I mean, it's just human nature. Whether they work for the government, whether they don't work for the government, they can still do criminal actions.
Right.
So tell us about this app and what it will actually do.
The app is named Cognizant. We've been working on it for a number of months. It's coming out in 5 days. The app will basically scan every other app that you have installed and tell you what permissions you've given and give you a score. For this one, this application here would get a terrible score because it violates everything. Your camera, your microphone, reads your email, your SMS messages. It can write its own SMS messages on your behalf without telling you.
Mm.
And so you can then choose, you want to keep this or not? And mm-hmm. if you choose not to keep it, you click get rid of it and we get rid of it for you.
Problem is, like you said, unless we have some legal restrictions, a lot of this stuff is on our carrier in the terms of agreement. So
absolutely.
We can't just take that app out
just
unless
take it
we
out.
Delete the carrier.
Right. Well, right. What we need to do is have laws that restrict what carriers can do. I mean, mm-hmm. their job is to provide a highway for information, not to read that information, mm-hmm. not to manage the data and change it and add to that data. No, that's a highway, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They should pave it and keep it fluid and make sure that the bandwidth is high. But beyond that, why should they have the right to find out where I am and what I'm doing?
Certainly, yeah. That's our perspective on it, is that they just ought to be providing that service to us. But I think the government sees them as providing a service
to them.
Government
that's
as well.
Correct, right.
And it's a hidden agenda that's starting to be exposed. It's a great way to do that now. How much is this going to cost?
It's free. It has no adware, and it does not expire. I'm not trying to get money off of this. I'm really trying to do a service. I think the world really needs to wake up to what's happening. We are blindly using technology without understanding the risks. And the risks here are fully the risks to our privacy.
Great. That's great. And that's going to be on all platforms, Android, iPhone?
It's starting out on Android, and we'll be moving to iOS and other platforms.
Great, great. Well, thank you for doing that. So now for privacy, there's an app for that, right?
Cognizant.
Cognizant. Thank you very much, John McAfee.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
And again, that app is Cognizant. It's going to be available in just a couple of days for Android. Soon on other platforms, he's making that available as a free service. You need to be aware of how you're being surveilled, not just by the government, but by anyone. Anyone can commit criminal acts, not just the government, of course. Now, another way that you can continue to be cognizant of your surroundings and the threats to you and your liberty is to become a Prison Planet TV subscriber. Just one subscription allows you to share that with 10 other people simultaneously. It's a great way to wake people up, to make them cognizant of what's going on around them, and it's a way to support our operation. Well, that's it for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Tune in to PrisonPlanet.tv for an extended broadcast. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It used to be that your privacy was invaded by people breaking into your home, listening to your phone calls, opening your mail, but technology has made it far easier for criminals and governments to invade your privacy. As a matter of fact, you could argue that metadata is far more dangerous than just listening to people's phone calls or opening their emails. InfoWars has been warning you about this for a long time. Here's just one article from 4 years ago where we told you about Google's cozy relationship with the CIA, joining with them in an internet monitoring project that would scour Twitter accounts, blogs, and websites and be used to, quote, predict the future. Google's venture capital firm and the CIA's InQtel invested $10 million into a company called Recorded Future. Using metadata, Google and the government can predict not only societal trends, but individual action, knowing better than you do where you will likely be at a certain time. That's being done with metadata, not with your phone calls or your email. But now the surveillance state gets far more intrusive and sinister. Not content to invade your home, your mail, your computer, the government has been working for decades on ways to invade your mind, monitoring your thoughts, controlling your actions, even implanting or changing your memories. And InfoWars has been pointing this out for a long time as well. Look at this article from 11 years ago. Now if you Google it, you'll easily find over 349,000 results in less than half a second. And the government and its media have gone from ridiculing reports of their mind control research, calling you a conspiracy theorist if you report it, to taking credit for it, even putting a humanitarian spin on their demonic creation. The mainstream media is positively giddy about the prospects of mind control and memory manipulation.
How will the IT revolution help change our minds, improve our lives? Are we going to cure diseases like Alzheimer's, move objects just by looking at them?
DARPA wants you to see the purpose of their research as producing a medical device for Alzheimer's or PTSD. DARPA also wants you to see their militarized robots as something that will save your life in a natural disaster. They want you to believe that building a robot that can run faster than a human is to save you, not to hunt you down. Of course, DARPA's evil inventions could be used for benevolent purposes, but benevolent medical devices are not DARPA's mission. Their mission statement says that it's to overcome multifaceted threats, to wield cyber as a military capability, to open new operational regimes with advanced platforms and weapons, and to build a strong foundation for tomorrow's military. DARPA weaponizes technology. They're not looking for a cure for Alzheimer's. They're not even looking for a cure for PTSD. They're looking for a way to weaponize mind control. Keep that in mind when you hear this.
We can actually connect the mind to a computer now and actually begin to, quote, read thoughts. You can type, you can issue commands, and we can even photograph what you're thinking about, meaning that, in principle, we can photograph a dream.
Homeland Security's mission isn't benevolent medical devices either. As InfoWars reported 3 years ago, Homeland Security, as part of their so-called anti-terrorism mission, developed a memory transfer system at the University of Southern California. The Pentagon and Homeland Security pretending that their mind control programs are benevolent medical devices is just like the thought police and the interrogators from the novel 1984 calling themselves the Ministry of Love. Homeland has a familiar ring to it and a familiar purpose.
Who knows? Maybe we'll upload a vacation you never had.
Or maybe they'll use you as a false flag terrorist. Kaku even referenced Total Recall.
Tell us your fantasy. will give you the memory. You want to be a crime fighter, or world-class athlete, or secret agent. Yeah.
Happy trails, man.
What happens if our criminal justice system comes up against the fact that memories, eyewitness accounts, cannot be trusted anymore?
Finally, Kaku talked about another aspect of brain control besides selectively removing memories or implanting new fictional memories. InfoWars has been covering for a long time the dream of Ray Kurzweil, now director of engineering at Google, and of others, that they will transfer their consciousness into machines, that they will merge with machines in what they call the singularity.
So, Professor, are we going to be able to live forever, store memories?
Well, President Barack Obama and the European Union are going to dump $1 billion, that's billion with a B, not an M, to the Brain Project so that we're going to create basically a disk with all your neural patterns, maybe your memories and thoughts and desires on it. The short-term goal is to cure mental illness, one of the great scourges of the human race. But long-term, if you die, in some sense, your genome and your connectome will live on forever.
The real singularity is the merging of global corporations with global government in order to enslave you.
We've already seen a huge upswing in prosperity because of the IT revolution. The kind of things that you're talking about, though, sound like they could expand our economy, improve our lives.
They see you as lab rats. They will offer you some temporary beneficial benefits in order to get you to accept their brain and memory technology. But it will be the instruments of your enslavement.